Right, guys, so I wanted to record this video on thumbnail making. Now, first things first is I don't recommend you do thumbnails yourself. I recommend you hire someone else, okay? There's a file on this course with a link for a couple of people I usually hire. It's $5, $10 a thumbnail, and it's just outsource it to someone who knows how to do it. The only reason why I do it is because I sort of enjoy doing it, okay? And it's faster because with those guys, you have to wait like 24 hours, and I prefer to do it myself faster and actually enjoy doing it. But the single biggest thing you need to know about thumbnails is, of course, you need to have some sense of design and see what's working, what's not working, right, in your industry, and having the ability to upload a video with a certain thumbnail, look at the CTR and see if the CTR isn't performing as good, maybe change the thumbnail to something else, right? I do this often. I sometimes upload videos with, for example, this one. It wasn't performing very well, just added this one. But that's basic stuff, right? The single biggest thing you need to know is that your thumbnail needs to entice curiosity. That's simply it, right? You need to make a thumbnail that makes people want to have, actually not want, makes people having to click, right? Makes them like need to click. You need to incite the need of clicking, right? Because it's so outrageous, so incite so much curiosity that they have no other choice but to click. For example, this one right here, use this prompt to rank number one, and I blurred out the prompt, right? People need to see that. Of course, the people who want to see it need to see it now. They will not postpone it. They need to see it. It causes so much curiosity. So when you're building a thumbnail, when you're maybe hiring someone to build out thumbnails for you, make sure the biggest and most important instruction you give out to them is, brother, you need to make the thumbnail cause curiosity in people's brains, right? Because it's the single biggest factor that will determine your CTR is the curiosity levels. The higher the curiosity levels, the higher the CTR. It's not the face, not the colors. Of course, all that impacts, right? The copy impacts too, but the single biggest one is the curiosity levels. How is he doing that, right? How is he doing that? Where has he done that? How much did that cost? How did he set a car on fire and whatever? How did he make this magic trick? How is his whatever, right? How is he ranking first in seconds? How is he getting free backlinks, right? How is he making $10,000 a month, right? How? It's such an outrageous claim, right, that I need to click it, right? My $50,000 SaaS idea. What do you mean, 50 a month, an idea? Well, I mean, to click this, right? Again, you need to incite curiosity, okay? And also it can be somewhat controversial. Micro SaaS is very stupid. People feel triggered, right? Triggering and curiosity, all these two things are sort of related. But if you're able to cause curiosity and cause stirrup, it's the single biggest factor that will define the CTR of your thumbnail. So yeah, just felt like recording a short video here because again, if you're making the thumbnails yourself, you need to know this. And if you're paying someone to do it for you, you also need to do this. Know this, sorry. Because I mean, you might be paying someone, you think the thumbnails are great and they look great, but I mean, the curiosity levels need to be there. For example, this one is one of our best performing videos at the time, right? 200 articles an hour with AI SEO. Now, the reason why this performed so well is because at the time, like a year ago when this was published, this was unheard of. 200 articles an hour with AI SEO. What? How is this possible, right? Nobody was doing it. That's why you got so many clicks. Now, if you were to do this today, it is something that's normal nowadays, right? So people aren't really, they're interested because they know it's normal, they know how it works. So again, it's not really inciting curiosity in them. So just take that little note into account. Yeah, that's it.